to Easter, Thursday C. First posted April 15, 2010. John 2:1-14, Risen Jesus in Galilee. After appearing to the disciples in Jerusalem, John 20:19-29, Jesus revealed himself to the disciples in Galilee, as he had said, Matthew 26:32. 2:8-7, at the Sea of Tiberias, Sea of Galilee. Seven of his disciples were together. Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Peter decided to go fishing, and the others came with him. After the disciples had fished all night and caught nothing, Jesus stood on the beach at dawn, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus asked them if they had caught anything, and they told him they hadn't. Jesus told them to let down the net on the right side of the boat, and they would find some. When they did so, their nets were filled so that they were unable to haul it in because of the weight of the fish. Then the disciple, whom Jesus loved, John, recognized Jesus and told the others that it was the Lord. When Peter heard this, he put on his clothes, since he had stripped for work, and jumped into the sea. The others came in the boat, dragging the net, since they were only about 100 yards off. When they landed, they saw a charcoal fire, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus told them to bring some of the fish they had just caught. So Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore, filled with 153 large fish. Despite the number and weight of fish, the net was not torn. Jesus told them to come and eat breakfast. Everyone knew it was Jesus, and none needed to ask. Jesus took bread and fish and distributed it to them. For the third time, Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples since his resurrection. Commentary: This moment of fellowship with the risen Jesus is reminiscent of the feeding of the 5,000, John 6:1-14, and both are previews of the fellowship we will have with Jesus in heaven. The Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, Eucharist, is a foretaste of the fulfillment of the new Passover feast in heaven. Jesus' miracles of physical feeding and healing were intended to show that he can feed and heal us spiritually. Physical feeding only lasts until the next mealtime. Physical healing only lasts until the next time we get sick. But spiritual feeding and healing last for eternity. Many people were coming to Jesus only for what he could do for them physically. The 5,000 who were fed with the 5 barley loaves and 2 fish wanted to take Jesus by force to make him their food, King John 6:15. When they couldn't find Jesus, they went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, looking for him, seeking more free bread and fish, John 6:26-27. God's word declares that we are all sinners who fall short of God's standard of righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10, and the penalty for sin is eternal death, Romans 6:23. God loves us and doesn't want any of us to perish eternally, Romans 5:8, John 3:16-17. Jesus is God's one and only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal destruction, Acts 4:12, John 1:4-6. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Unless and until we recognize and acknowledge our sinfulness, we cannot seek and receive the spiritual healing and freedom which only Jesus can supply. The disciples had learned to trust and obey Jesus, and had experienced his supernatural power and faithfulness. They were experienced fishermen with long experience fishing the Sea of Galilee. They'd fished all night and caught nothing. Why should they obey Jesus' command to let down their nets again? We can't receive the blessings that Jesus wants to give us unless we are willing to trust and obey Jesus. Jesus asks why we call him our Lord if we are unwilling to trust and obey his commands, Matthew 7:21-27, Luke 6:46. Faith is not getting whatever we believe if we believe hard enough. Faith is not wishing in a star or on birthday candles. Saving faith is only by obedient trust in Jesus Christ. The risen Jesus appears to his disciples who trust and obey him today. Every truly born again, John 3:3-5-8, disciple of Jesus Christ testifies to this truth. Jesus promises that if we love him, we will keep his commandments, and he will manifest himself to us through his indwelling Holy Spirit, which only Jesus gives baptizes, with John 1:31-34, only his disciples, who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The baptism of the indwelling Holy Spirit is a personally discernible ongoing experience, Acts 1:9-2. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9b-1:15-16. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 1:9-2? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20? Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity, 1 John 5:11-13, Ephesians 1:13-14?